Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a WWE Hall of Famer appears on NXT.
A mysterious diamond mine vignette airs on NXT 2.
Gonna tell you when Finn Balor is coming back to WWE television.
And how the roster really feels about crowds coming back. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, let's kick things off by talking the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, who was on NXT last night, showing up to get the better of Cameron Grimes. So, obviously, Cameron Grimes has mentioned Ted DiBiase a whole bunch of times, especially since he came into money through stonks. Is that the word? Stonks?
Yeah.
And Dogecoin. The internet is a weird place and it has passed me by. Anyway, yeah, there's been a bunch of stuff last week. Ted DiBiase outbid him on an NFT. There was all kinds of things going on. This week, Cameron Grimes decided that he was going to go and buy the most expensive watch in the city. So he went to a jewelry store, he tried on this watch, he bought it. Somebody comes out from the back of the jewelry store and says, hey, it's not a bad watch, pal, but it's not a $1 million watch. Ted DiBiase right there, laughing in Cameron Grimes' face, as he's prone to doing, makes his leave, goes to the back. Cameron Grimes is fizzing. So DiBiase was actually on Booker T's Hall of Fame podcast a few weeks ago. Said the following: as a matter of fact, I'm supposed to go down to the developmental center pretty soon. I think I'm going to do something with the new guy, their new money guy, Cameron Grimes or something. That's actually what he said. I'm going to have a little feud with him. So that suggests there'll maybe be more from the affluent duo. But yeah, Ted DiBiase, personal favorite of mine. So I got a little kick out of seeing him on NXT television last night. Yep, you like Cameron Grimes, Wilborn. Tell us what you think.
Yes, big fan of Ted DiBiase, of course. But that all aside, put some goddamn respect, Ted, on Cameron Grimes. Put some respect on his name, understandably, Anne-Marie. I adored this. And also, hate to say I told you so. No, I don't actually. Me and Sidge literally called this on the podcast yesterday. If you're not listening, I don't know what you're playing out. What a cool dressing, wherever you get your podcast from. Look, obviously this has been teased for a while. It's not exactly a big surprise that I've suddenly spoiled for everyone on yesterday's podcast. But I think this is genius. I think this is the right thing to do. I've never felt so old as when people talk about Bitcoin and stonks and blues. I don't even know what an NFT is. I have no idea. Absolutely not a clue. But I think this is a really great bit of booking. I'd like to see, me and Sid talked about this today, I'd like to see them slowly realise that they've got more in common, and to, rather than do the sort of like, oh, I hate you, you've got more money than I have, like, get them together, give Cameron Grimes the $1 million belt, because they do enough bloody odd couples, why not have a couple that actually have something in sod in common, and Ted DiBiase is obviously not going to get in the ring, but having him in the corner for Cameron Grimes as he either defends that $1 million belt or maybe even goes after something like the North American Championship. I think it's great. I think Cameron Grimes deserves the world and understandably absolutely thought this segment on NXT was absolutely fantastic.
It was fun and I had a good time.
Exactly. And something else happened on last night's NXT. This weird vignette about the diamond mine. It was sort of like MMA focused. It saw people walking into a cage. It had pseudo motivational phrases like pressure makes diamonds, push beyond, and pressure is pleasure. No idea what it's going to be. Could be a wrestler, could be a stable, could be a show, could be the return of CM Punk. You heard it here first. Regardless, they wanted to use this something, this title, whatever you want to call it, this phrase for quite some time. They had trademarked it back in December of last year. I, for one, Andy Murray, am intrigued.
Yeah, it's a new thing, and new things by default are exciting. But the vignette was like, it didn't really do a whole lot to fire you up for what this is going to be. It was just like, here's some corny, you know, motivational slogans. Fight the power, work hard and pay off, whatever you want to say, with some kind of like stock-looking MMA footage. It could be anything, right? MMA, maybe it's like something to do with Marina Shafir and Jessamyn Duke. They've been off TV for a while. Maybe it's Phil Brooks, the MMA sensation. I saw some people on Reddit, of all places, saying, hey, it might be Tessa Blanchard because of the diamond in the name. That I don't know about that one, friends. That seems like a bit of a stretch to me. But yeah, it's something new. It's something exciting. It's something to follow. All of those things are good. So hopefully the payoff's good and it's not just, hey, the NXT ring is now an octagon for reasons.
That Raw Underground's moved to NXT or some bollocks. No, I think for me, all my money on Conor McGregor coming to NXT. There you go.
That's where the smart money is. Or maybe that's where Colby Covington will go once Kamaru Usman breaks his jaw for a second time.
Please.
Finn Balor, he's had a broken jaw before, probably.
Nice.
He's coming back to NXT next week. We learned that on last night's show. Balor tweeted and Instagrammed some pictures. He's been on vacation, him and his other half. They've been in Mexico, recharged, refreshed, and refocused, he says. He's coming back next week. We haven't seen Finn on NXT television since Stand and Deliver, when he got his ass kicked by Karrion Kross, lost the NXT championship. But he's coming back, new direction. No idea what he's going to do. Probably just cut a promo and go, I'm a cat and you guys are mice and you've drank all the milk, you cheeky little rats. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Finn Balor's been one of my favourite things in NXT over the past year or so in particular. I love the Prince character. I think it's great. It's nice having like a serious wrestling character near the top of the pile on this brand, where there's kind of like a wide array of different types of characters. So yeah, good for him. Looking forward to it. He was the NXT champion, for something like 200 days. Mm. It was a good reign. Two-time champion, obviously. Interested in seeing what he does next.
It's an obvious point, but the main roster can learn a lot from NXT, in particular the way they've handled their two champions who lost their belts at the last takeover. Yes, we've seen flashes of Io Shirai. She had that interview. She said she's just going to take some time off and recover. And Frankie Monet and her dog was there. And like you say, Finn Balor is going to be coming back next week. But you don't have to bring them back the day or days after they've lost the belt for them to suddenly say they want another match against some other goober or another title shot or whatever. I'd be happy to watch Finn Balor Karrion Kross 2 or even Io Shirai Raquel Gonzalez 2, but yeah, just give it space to breathe. Can't wait to see Finn Balor back. And yeah, it's nice if you can get it in terms of getting away and having a nice holiday to refresh. And he's currently, pissing it down here in Gateshead in the sunny northeast of England. Anyway, final story today surrounds what the main roster, or the roster in total actually, thinks about the return of crowds. This has all been sparked by, of course, UFC 261, which took place over the weekend and had a 15,000 people crammed in to a stadium enjoying what was a phenomenal card. Get well soon, by the way, to Chris Weidman in particular. But WrestleVotes tweeted that whilst they aren't exactly actively campaigning to have, you know, full crowds back in attendance, they saw that and saw what other people are doing, not just in the US, but presumably worldwide. Even here in the UK, we had fans in attendance at the League Cup final over the weekend as well. And are campaigning, by the sounds of it, Andy, for crowds to return in some shape or form, whether it be 50% capacity or whatever it may be. I'm inclined to agree with them.
A tough one, really tough one. The capacity crowd in Jacksonville brought so much to that UFC show. Like, it was genuinely, it was amazing having like this raucous crowd there for these UFC fights. But obviously, the health and safety concerns come into play as well. We won't know what kind of impact this show that had no social distancing measures and no masks really will have until, like, you know, a week or two when potential infections maybe start coming through. So it's a really tricky situation. It's a very delicate one, bringing fans back. I would like to see it, obviously, from a fan standpoint, but we've also got to be careful. But I do think that once one wrestling promotion does something and brings people back in certain capacity, the other ones will just be like, hey, we can do that as well. So I think it's just a case of waiting for one person to push the first domino down, and then we'll see people coming back through. Honestly, I don't mind what people do as long as it's safe.
Exactly, that's the most important thing. And yes, we've already seen fans at AEW Dynamite. We've got Blood and Guts next week, of course. Intriguing to see how they lay out the fans for that in particular. But I think I do think WWE will want to be the first, as they were. It was like, oh, we'll just have fans back for WrestleMania. And I was reading something this morning, in fact, about them, you know, getting rid of masks when you're just out and about. Although when you are in like big crowds, they encourage wearing a mask, even if you've been vaccinated. So fingers crossed we get to see more of what we saw, like, within reason, within safety precautions, as you say, Andy, like we saw at UFC 261. Big shout out to Seth Rose! Anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Mad Pancakes, who says, morning, lads. I'm a big fan of Kenny Omega and the Elite, and I really like this belt collection thing going on now. So if Kenny Omega does go to New Japan, there is no way he's going to beat Ospreay. So do you think Kenny will beat Moxley for the IWGP US title?
Yeah, I think the reason he's not going to beat Will Ospreay is I think Will Ospreay is going to lose the belt next month to Okada. Feels like a short title reign to me. So, yeah, I think the US title is a lot more realistic, obviously, because Moxley's in the US and they're in the same company and they can change it over without having to travel over here and deal with restrictions over there and everything else. So, yeah, I do think you're onto something. Maybe that could be the pay-per-view match for Double or Nothing, because we don't know what the heck Kenny is going to be doing at the pay-per-view yet. Maybe they do it for both belts. Just mirror the Impact thing. But yes, I agree. That's a bit more realistic, I think, than the IWGP at the moment.
Yeah, I really like that booking. Pamphlet the other week suggested you had Darby Allin versus Kenny Omega, title for title, because that's the personification of double or nothing. But you could do this with Moxley's IWGP US title and get the same result. And I think that's the match maybe people would want to see more for the time being. People love Darby Allin. I don't think he's at world title levels just yet, though. Second question today comes from Matt Ryan, aka Aussie Dead. Says, which baby faces did you actually dislike because you didn't enjoy the character or felt they weren't great baby faces?
Sheamus, 100% Sheamus. I'm a big Sheamus fan, man. Like, I really like his wrestling, and I love him when he's a heel. I've backed him up on this, on the channel and everything for years and years and years. But when he was a babyface world champion, he was horrendous. His character was awful, and it's not his fault. It's the material he's obviously given by management, but he was a bully. He was smiling and laughing in people's faces as he was bringing them down. There was like nothing likable about the character whatsoever. WWE really botched him in that role, and it sucked because he's just a much better heel. And when he's been a babyface, they've never figured out a way to make him good.
Yeah, I've got to agree. Save for the time he was hanging out with Beaker from the Muppets and kicking cats out of trees. Not a great baby face. He's just better suited as a heel. So to be honest, my one is maybe slightly controversial as well. Edge. I just much prefer Edge as a heel. Sure. When he was there, like, kidnapping Paul Bearer and stuff, I was just like, can't you just go back to being a real knobhead, basically? Yeah. I love him. I think, you know, he's one of... He's Adam Nicholas' favourite wrestler, arguably, but I just think he's far better suited as a heel, and we've seen that come to fruition on SmackDown, of course. Final question then today comes from Boogeyman, who says, CM Punk is 42 years old. At what point would you no longer be interested in seeing him return to the ring? I'd say if it doesn't happen within 3 years, it is what it is. Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. Thanks for the message, Boogeyman.
Yeah, it's tough on this because the CM Punk thing feels like a question we'll be asking until the day he can no longer physically do anything. And, you know, he's 42 years old, like you said. That clock is very much ticking. And the thing about CM Punk was, as a wrestler, he was never like this sensational super athlete of a wrestler as well. So you wonder how he'd adapt and everything else. I would probably offer the same kind of time frame. It's kind of arbitrary saying like 3 or 4 years or whatever. But realistically, yes, I'm of the same line of thinking as yourself.
Yeah, obviously any company would love to have him back, but at the end of the day, doesn't have to. He said this numerous times in numerous different interviews. You know, he's got the money. AJ Lee's doing great stuff as well. Let's not forget to mention her and all this. He just wants to do stuff he's passionate about. And I don't know if we'll ever see him again. Maybe even that the wrestling game has kind of passed him by due to the lack of time he's had in the ring for so long. I don't know. But all I do know is if you predicted him to return to the wrestling ring in 2021, you're happy anyway, because he did, because he was in that show with Stephen Amell. My prediction's right. Screw you guys. I'm never wrong. Right, let's move on to today's and finally. And a bit of a retro callback this, Andy. We used to have loads of fun stuff with random figures and toys and what have you. Shout out to Mark Solid, who found this wrestling figure, China, with her best friends, Rocco, apparently. What
the hell happened here? What is going on here? Because usually the explanation for these things that people have informed us on Twitter is that somebody will buy a figure from the shop, they'll replace it with another one that's maybe less valuable, take it back, return it, and it'll go back on the shelf. That's why you'll have the Rock figure in a box that says, I don't know, Tony Bone on it or whatever. But this one's all over the place. Look at that bloody thing. It says China's there on the box. Rocco's over here. Paul Ellering. What the hell's going on? If someone could unpack this mystery for us, that would be great. Thank you.
Great spot, though, Mark Solid. Thank you for sending that. So there's any more of those sorts of things, keep them coming at WhatCultureWWE, of course, on Twitter. And let us know your thoughts on there. You can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy Murray, at Andy H. Murray. Why did I just say my name? At Andy H. Murray on Twitter. The H stands for happy birthday to the greatest feud partner, the greatest rival, the greatest frenemy of Kevin Owens' entire wrestling career, Alex Riley.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Say it to my face.
Say it to his face, indeed. Follow me on Twitter, at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. Daily Wrestling Podcast, NXT Review later on today, and AEW Dynamite Preview as well to come. But for now, my thanks to Danny Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.